We've been talking about the banking business and the credit union business. In April, we got a few emails about what can people do who have challenged credit to rebuild their credit. And this is talked about a lot, but what I've been finding out is that it is a slow process. It doesn't happen overnight, but it can be done.
Yes, it is definitely a slow process. The first thing I'll say before I even talk about how to repair your credit is if you find yourself that you're in a tight spot, and we've had members and I have personal friends that have had this happen, you know, you've lost your job, especially in this economy, talk to your lenders in advance, and that will help you not even maybe hurt your credit so much because you're working something out saying I can make X payment, but I can't make maybe my complete payment. And then that looks better for you on your credit report as well. So if you find that you're in that situation, just be forthright up front. It's a lot easier on the front end. Other than that, it takes some time to repair your credit if you've had a rough patch in your life. So keep, you know, try as hard as you can to keep something open and established. A long-term credit relationship does a lot on your credit report. And then make your payments on time and do all of the right things that you need to do, and it just takes time to build back up.
All right, I lost my job, and I got behind in some things, and I don't have a credit card. Could I come into the credit union and say, look, can I give you $500 and will you start a credit card for me?
Yes, we have a share secured program, helps you rebuild your credit, and you can do exactly just that. You can put $500 in a certificate or a save, you know, that we lock in saying we have this $500. We'll give you a $500 limit. And as you manage that appropriately, we can bump the limit up and all of that. So
we have a lot of business owners and managers who listen to this program, and they have financial challenges. What can they do to find more liquid assets so they can grow and so they can get out of challenged areas?
That is a tough one, and especially, you know, when we look at deals every day that people, you know, bring to us for I need a loan or I need some help, and we have to, you know, as much as we want to help everyone be successful, we also have to balance. We are taking a risk with members' money, and so we want to be fair across the board. So your business, your personal life, it's pretty much all the same. You need to make smart decisions and spend wisely and, you know, find ways that you can get yourself in at least a manageable position and then start looking to, you know, institutions for maybe some lending help.
Well, the credit union is finally going to be under one roof in that pretty cool glass building that you have. The building on campus now is going to be taken over by IBM.
Yes. We built our new headquarters almost 2 full years ago now, and we have maintained a branch in the Crescent office because we like the location on campus. All of the back room staff have moved to the headquarters, which is great. Everybody talks about how big the building is, but we really do need a building of that size for the staff that we have to serve those 150,000 plus members. We're keeping the Crescent branch open until we finish our construction on the Farm Lane location, which will be early 2012. So for the next year or so, we'll still be open at Crescent.
What is going on with the downtown Lansing branch?
The downtown Lansing branch, we're just about at a phase where we're going to, we've done some demolition work. So we're close to starting our actual construction of the renovation of the building. If everything goes according to plan, you know how that goes when you're renovating a very old building. We should open in about March of 2011.
Where is that location?
It is 104 South Washington Square. It is, for listeners, everyone will know it as the Dimitri's location. Mm-hmm. Dimitri retired and wanted to sell his building, and we thought it was a great spot for the credit union.
Yeah, there won't be a drive-through there, though, will there?
No drive-through, but there's a lot of foot traffic right there, so we do have a ATM that you can walk up to outside the building.
And will there be growth in any other areas of mid-Michigan?
You know, we are always looking. We, you know, need to evaluate where our members need a branch for us. And we get requests, I say, every day about, can you put a branch in where I live? So we make those evaluations each and every year. But right now, I think we got our hands full.
Anything else new and newsy going on with the credit union?
New and newsy. Let's see. You know, I think we're just trying really hard to take care of our members and be out and about in the community every day.
Let's talk about rates and different rates are going to go to different lenders for different situation, whether it's a home or a car. Mm-hmm. But the rates are low, and now's a good time to borrow if you need to do that.
Sure, absolutely. Especially, you know, a lot, if you've, you know, weathered the economy okay, it's a great time to borrow. It's a great time to find a new home, to upgrade the house maybe that you're living in, if you can sell, of course, your current house, which also makes it optimal for first-time home buyer. I mean, it just really is. You can get a great rate, a low-priced home. And then auto loan rates are under 4% right now. You can't, for new and used, you know, you just can't do better than that.
April, what should be the relationship between banks and business?
Well,
like specifically, if I own a business, what should my relationship be with them? How involved with my business should they be?
Well, for us at the credit union, and honestly, I do think banks handle this relationship, you know, similar, but maybe a little different than we do. So I can only speak from our perspective. From our perspective, we want to be your partner with your personal and your business. And so we want to take care of you. We want to answer questions that you have about what's the, you know, I have right now excessive income, maybe that's temporary and I need to invest it for 2 to 3 days. What's the best that the credit union can do for me? I need to automate my payroll. Can you help me with that? I have online banking questions. It's really to be a partner to help you be successful. And that's our goal, not only with lending, but just anything we can do to help you manage your account better.
What could the state of Michigan do to make it a more favorable climate, in your estimation, not only for loan institutions, but for business?
Actually, I think we've been working a lot with the governor's office. There's a lot of programs that we've partnered with. I think they are trying. You know, government can't fix everyone's checkbook, and I think everyone has to take a part of responsibility. So the government has to take some responsibility, and I think that's where the legislation has come into play. And I also think individuals need to take responsibility. You know, if you can pay your bills, and you should. You took out that loan, you know, because you wanted something. And I think that that's, you know, part of the responsibility about being a good consumer. On the other hand, it's the financial institution's responsibility to lend to you if you can make the payment and not lend to you when you can't.
There's so much doom and gloom, and I've only got about 20 seconds. Okay. There's so much doom and gloom out there about the economy and about money. You seem to be optimistic.
You know, we are, and I know there's not a lot of time, but we're doing good. Our members are great, and we are able to, you know, we've done good things to be able to sustain right now, and we want to be in the community. We're making donations still. We're giving back where we live and serve, and that's always our philosophy.